Okay, so right when I left, I immediately felt like all of this anger, and which is crazy because that's like what you had come up, and I was having road rage. I was like pissed, like just I was so pissed off, like for the whole day, right? And I was just like, okay, like it's normal. And I felt like I had so much physical pain. I literally felt like I got hit by a car. Like
Wow.
that like soreness just everywhere. But I like having that physical pain because it like makes it a lot easier to address and to talk to, because I'm like, okay, like this pain in my hip, like it's telling me something. My pain here. And I was like talking to it and getting answers of like what's going on, which was like amazing. Like I've never done that before. So I just kept going with like what we were doing here and just getting so many answers. And so then the next day, I took my dog to the dog park in my apartment complex. I usually take her to the one at the park, and there's like a ton of dogs. I take her every single day, like super playful. And we go to this apartment complex. Like I never take her to this one, but it was just because I had work. So I was like, oh, she can run around for a little bit, then I'll take her later. So we go in there. These two dogs come in like 10 minutes later and maul her, like literally almost took her eyes out. She had to get emergency surgery because they ripped into her muscles. She like literally got mauled. Like it was insane. And I was like in shock. Like the people were like, they were like, oh, I'm sorry. And they just like ran away. And I was just in shock because I was like, what the fuck just happened? Like, it didn't even hit me when it happened. And then I like called my mom and I was like, oh my God, like, should I take her to the vet? Like, she's like gushing blood. Like, I didn't even notice all the stuff that she had on her until we got back to my apartment. And my mom was like, yeah, like take her to the vet because like if they, like they could have a disease or something like that. And they ripped into her face, like literally ripped into her muscle and underneath both of her eyes, like had cuts, like literally like this close to like taking out her eyes. Like it was insane. And so what's crazy is like in the moment, I was like, oh, well, the people, like, it's not their fault. Like, it's not their fault. Like, maybe the dogs were provoked. Like, I don't know. Like, sometimes dogs, like, are unpredictable. Like, I was trying not to, like, blame it on them. But then I went to the vet, and they were like, okay, so she's going to need emergency surgery. She's going to need all this medication. She's going to need to be put under, blah, blah, blah. And it's going to be $500. And I was like, just like enraged because I was like, why am I paying for this when your dog is vicious? Like, your dogs were like vicious to my dog. And I got so mad and I was like, just like screaming, going crazy in the car. And then I went to the leasing office because I told them what happened, and I was like, can you tell me where they live? I need to like have them reimburse me. And they were like, we don't want to get involved, we don't want to get involved. And I was trying not to like go off on the leasing office people because I was like, okay, like it's not their fault, it's not their fault. But like I needed to, like I was so enraged to the point where like there were tears in my eyes. And but I again I swallowed it. The next morning I woke up at 3 in the morning, my throat red, inflamed, and swollen to the point where I couldn't swallow. I thought I had strep throat from swallowing my anger. So I called animal control and I told them what happened. I called like the corporate office for our apartment complex. I told them what happened. I got a group of people together from my apartment complex who have also been attacked by this dog. So one of them like was kind of just provoked by the other one, but there was one that's like really violent that's attacked multiple people, multiple dogs. Everyone's been trying to get them to like get kicked out, get the dogs taken away, and like nobody will like help us. I talked to a lawyer, like had all of this stuff, and then finally this week, the lady who has like the vicious dog, she was served by the apartment complex, and they're giving her 3 days to move out. And yeah, like crazy stuff. And just like people that I haven't talked to in like so long just randomly texting me that like wronged me in the past. And I was like, oh my God, this is my way of being like, no, like finally saying no. And like this guy that like treated me so horribly, like the beginning of 2020, end of 2019, haven't talked to him so long, like reached out to me, was like, hey, like you want to hang out? And I was like, no, like you treated me like shit. Fuck off. Like I many opportunities for me to just be like, no, 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 no. And like, it was just so crazy. Like I had this like whole epiphany, like at Life is Beautiful, because I, I was with a group of people and they were doing stuff that I didn't want to do. And I was like, oh my God, like, should I say something? Like, I don't know, da da da. Like, I want to leave. I want to leave. And every time, like, the universe kept coming in and was like, say something, like, say something, say something. You're not comfortable. Say something. Like, it's not a big deal. And I was like, so timid. Like, I was so nervous to say something to this group of people. And every time I wasn't saying something, a more uncomfortable situation like kept coming.
Like, make the lesson bigger.
It was making it worse and worse and worse. And then eventually I was like, I'm gonna go. I need to be by myself. I'm gonna go walk around. I love you guys. I have to go. And then after that, I went off. And then I was like, because that was Sunday night, so it was like the end of the time. And then eventually I was like, I'm gonna go home early. And like, I went home early. And after that, all of these like amazing things happened to me. Like, people were coming up to me. They were like, you are beautiful. Like, I was just walking, they were like complimenting me. I had this like amazing Uber job. And I was like, oh my God, like, when I honor myself, amazing things happen, because I'm like in that vibration of honoring myself. And like, I'm not just making the situation worse and digging myself into a deeper hole. It was like so crazy. And like, ever since then, like, amazing things have been happening. Like, I've been emotional, but like, I'm allowing it all to come up and feeling it. And then like a lot of pain. And I went to Rosemary's like heart opening thing on Sunday. And during that, I felt a lot of physical pain too. Like, I was super uncomfortable, like just in so much pain here again, and like in my arms. And I told her, but like, I know that like the sounds, the gongs and the bowls, like they break it up and they help that move through. And so that was moving through me again. And I was just like, oh, but just crazy. I feel really good. I feel really good. And I just know that like, this is all part of the process. And just waking up and not being like feeling like defeated if I feel emotional or if I feel down, I'm like, no, this is part of the process. Like, I have to feel this. If I'm not feeling it now, it's just gonna sit and get worse and worse and worse. Like, I have to feel it now. Like, I have to face it. So it's crazy. It's so crazy. It's been an insane journey the past 2 weeks. Yeah. So I'm excited to keep going.